I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Want to be clear about what your desire is so you know you're talking to the right person. You don't waste too much time talking to a person who's not even capable nor interested in what you want.
Work on your game.
Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. You are now rocking with the best, tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to occur. And on top of all this, yes, there is more. You get the personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work on Your Game. Welcome to the show. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. And yesterday, we talked about being non-negotiable. We talked about putting yourself in a position where you will be uncompromising, getting what you want, going after what you want, maybe reminding yourself that there are some things that you want that you may have settled for simply because you hadn't been thinking about it. So hopefully that woke your mind up to start thinking about those things, bring it to your conscious train of thought again. Now today, a sister topic to that episode, it seems like a perfect time for this one, is how do you get what you want more often? I mean, now we know how to be non-negotiable. Now you know how to persist and really stay on what you want until you get what it is that you want. How are you actually going to get that thing that you want more often? Now, we talked about this feeling of regret, looking back on a situation that didn't go the way that you wanted it to, and you have some negative energy about it because you know the opportunity has passed, or the time has passed, or the situation's passed, or just that you didn't get what you want. We talked about regret in episode number 494, episode number 72, and episode number 207. If you can't find them in the feed that you're listening to this right now, you can get every episode in the history of the show either on SoundCloud or at DreAllDay.com/podcast. But regret often comes from what? Us consciously accepting what we don't want and then later on wondering why we allowed or why we did that thing or why we didn't do that thing. Usually our regret comes from things we didn't do. Maybe out of every 100 regrets, maybe 3 or 4 will be something that we did do. Like, damn, I shouldn't have did that. The other 90 plus will be things that we did not do. That's where regret comes from. So how do you get what you want more often? I kind of just gave you a hint on one way to get what you want more often, which would be to take more action. But let's get into our points here so I can give you everything. Number one, you must be willing to say no. I think the majority of regrets come from things that we don't do, omission rather than commission. Sometimes you got to be willing to say no. You got to be willing to walk away because often human beings, and I won't even say sometimes, but I'll say often, human beings think with a scarcity mindset. We get pulled in by FOMO. You know what FOMO is? It's an acronym, fear of missing out. It's a scarcity mindset. See, we have a fear of missing out on something because we have a mindset that if we miss out on this, there won't be another this, whatever that this happens to be. The thing is, though, here's the truth, is that the world that we live in is a world of abundance. So the opportunity that you missed out on now, you can create. I'm not saying it's going to come alone, but you can create another opportunity that could be equal to or better than the one that you're missing out on now, or the one that you're deciding to walk away from right now. And there are times you need to walk away from a situation or what someone may frame as, or you may frame as, a quote unquote opportunity, because it's just not the way that you want it to be. And if you've been reading the Daily Game, you read my post from early April called "Congratulations, You Played Yourself," where I talk about walking away from opportunity simply because it wasn't set up the way that I wanted it to be set up. And if you haven't read that, just go to dreallday.com/blog, or if you're already subscribed to the Daily Game, which you can get subscribed to at dreallday.com/game, go back through the archives and you can read that. It's called "Congratulations, You Played Yourself," where I told that story. That video is also on YouTube. You can look it up in any of those places. Now, what I'm talking about here, that scarcity mindset, that option in front of us is the only one that exists. This is what marketers want you to believe. This is what salespeople want you to believe, is that if you don't get this product right now, today, at this price, you will have these problems. You will have these downfalls. These bad things will happen to you. These things will never happen in your life. And sometimes these are actually true. But oftentimes, when it comes to ourselves and our goals, the things we want to achieve, most of the time is wrong. And it's not that the marketer is telling you that. This is something that you tell yourself in your mind that leaves you in situations where you're settling for things that you don't really want. You're ending up with things you don't really want because of the scarcity mindset. But let me correct your mindset. Maybe it's just the only one you know about. Maybe this is just the only opportunity that you have seen. This is the only one that exists in your environment, in your mental orbit. Doesn't mean it's the only one out there. There are always others. See, when we are willing to walk away from things, let me tell you what happens when you exercise your willingness to walk away from situations. First thing that happens is situations start to alter and bend themselves in your favor, miraculously. When you're willing to walk away from things, things start working in your favor. And we train ourselves to subconsciously know that there's more out there. When I'm willing to walk away, somebody says to me, "Dre, hey, I want you to come speak at this conference and we're going to pay you $100. And I say, "No, $100 is not enough." And they say, "Well, this is a great opportunity because it's going to be this, it's going to be this, it's going to be this, and we're going to give you this money." And I say, "No, it's not enough." I'm subconsciously letting myself know. I either already knew it, or I'm letting myself know in that moment subconsciously. I'm training myself that there are more and better opportunities out there. I don't have to grab this one just because it's the one that I'm talking about right now, or it's the one in front of me right now. This is me understanding that there is an abundance of opportunity out there, that even if another one doesn't call me, I can call them. That is the mindset of abundance, getting away from that scarcity mindset that causes many of us to settle for things that we don't want because unconsciously we are believing that it's the only one out there. And if you want to get more help and do more work for yourself in getting your subconscious mind, your unconscious thoughts aligned with what you actually want consciously, get the mental workbook at dreallday.com/workbook. I remember reading The 50th Law, which I mentioned in my top five favorite books. It's episode number 60 of this podcast, which you can listen to. Get all the episodes at dreallday.com/podcast. 50 Cent talks about when, after he survived the attempt on his life, once he got into the business world, even after his success of his first album, he sold all these 10 million records, and he would be dealing with these music industry people, and sometimes the people would treat him with increasing disrespect. They would treat him like he needed them more than they needed 50. And 50 realized something. He said, "You know what? Every time in my life up to this point," and this is when his first started to blow up in music after his album had come out and he's become a big star, he realized something. He said, "Every time in my life up to this point, in music and out of music, whenever I felt like I have to hold on to something that I don't even want out of fear that I won't get anything better, things only got worse. It only got worse every time that FOMO caused me to settle in my life." So he decided that he would be willing to walk away from anything. Any person he didn't like, no matter how important, quote unquote, that person may have been to his career, his success, and for whatever reason, it just wasn't working with that person anymore, he would walk away from them. If a business was offering him some meager terms and he felt like they weren't really respecting what 50's value was, he would walk away from the deal, tell them he was no longer interested. Anything in his life that he realized it was not working anymore, he would drop it quickly with no emotional attachment to it. He felt that spirit, that energy came from the fact that he came so close to death, realizing that he would have had to drop everything had he not survived those 9 shots. Listen, there's nothing that I'm not willing to drop. I almost had life dropped from me. Now, all of us, barring you getting shot 9 times and surviving it, I suggest you don't try that at home. You had to choose to pick up this mindset consciously. Point number 2, today's topic, how to get what you want more often in life. Multiple approaches. Have multiple approaches of going after whatever it is you want. For example, if you ask one person for something and they say no, let's say you're selling Girl Scout cookies, and you ask one person who walks by the grocery store, "Would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies to support our troop?" And they say no, do you just pack it up and go home? Of course not. How many more people are you willing to ask? Are you going to ask the next person that walks by? What if they say no? Are you going to ask the next person? What if the first 13 people who walk by all say, no, I do not want to buy any Girl Scout cookies from you? What if the next 20 people just completely ignore you as if you're not even standing there? Are you going to keep trying to sell your Girl Scout cookies? You probably would, right? Because if you don't, then you're not going to sell any Girl Scout cookies. You're not going to make any money. And what are you going to do with those 50 boxes that you had your mom invest in? Nothing. Not a damn thing you can do with them. You can't eat that many Girl Scout cookies, not before they go stale, at least. In sales, it just makes sense, right? Or in some forms of sales, it just makes sense. And for a kid, it makes sense until we get to be 25 and 35 and 47 that we get socially conditioned that, oh, I tried something, it didn't work. Let me not try that again so I don't get embarrassed. Multiple approaches to what you're trying to do. And so I mean that two ways. Multiple approaches meaning, one, continue to ask over and over and over again. And when I say ask, I don't necessarily mean verbally, hey, would you do this? Ask meaning efforts. Every effort that you make is an ask, right? If I go to the gym and I lift weights, I'm asking my body to make my muscles bigger. If I go to the pool and I swim, I'm asking my lungs to get better at holding my breath, or asking my body to get better at the act of swimming. So every action you take is an ask. And multiple approaches, meaning not only do you try to sell Girl Scout cookies one-to-one with every person who walks by there, maybe you go to a business and ask, hey, would you, Mr. Business Owner, invest in 50 of my boxes and hand them out to your employees as a nice little gesture on Friday afternoon? So different ways of trying to sell your product. Go online and set up a website and start selling Girl Scout cookies. Whatever it is you got to do so that you have different approaches. So if one approach stops working, then another approach will work. And maybe all of them work at the same time. And then you'll have even more than abundance. How many ways will you approach one person or one situation or one opportunity? Today's show is brought to you by 30 Days to Discipline, a 30-day course for you to build your discipline, make sure you follow through on your commitments, and get done everything you know you want to get done but haven't gotten around to getting done. Learn more and get started at DreAllDay.com/30.
Work on your game.
One thing is, when you do approach, these multiple approaches that you employ, number one is actually moving on to point number three here, is you got to be honest and upfront about your desires. How do you get what you want more often is today's topic. This is the third point. You must be honest and upfront about your desires. First of all, you got to be honest and upfront with yourself. This is what I actually want. And this one, harking back to yesterday's episode, we end up lying to ourselves. We rationalize with ourselves about what we really want. We wanted this thing. We ended up with something much less than that. And then we just normalize that situation and rationalize it to make ourselves believe. We make up a new story that says, okay, we didn't really want that thing. We wanted this thing that we ended up with. Yes, I'm content. I'm happy. I'm good. You ever hear somebody say that? I'm good. Well, you know, they're not really good. You probably have some people in your life you're thinking about right now who fall into that category. Are you not? Being honest and upfront with yourself about what you want. And then once you're clear on it, being honest and upfront with whomever you deal with about what you want. This does four things for you. Number one, it saves time. So you're not talking to the wrong person. Because if I show up to somebody and I say, listen, I'm selling Girl Scout cookies, that's the first thing I'm going to be clear with them. I'm selling Girl Scout cookies. I want to be clear with you that that's what I want. Now, a person who can't eat cookies for whatever reason, I just came from the doctor. And the doctor said, if I eat another cookie, I'm going to die. Okay, that's not your customer. They're probably not going to buy any cookies from you. They don't need to hear the rest of your sales pitch. So that's why you, first of all, want to be clear about what your desire is, so you know you're talking to the right person. You don't waste too much time talking to a person who's not even capable nor interested in what you want. Second thing it does, when you're honest and upfront, it earns you respect because you're being clear about what you want. You ever deal with someone who you knew they wanted something from you and they start asking all these beating around the bush questions? They don't actually ask the actual question that they want to ask. You know they want to ask one. It's obvious they want to ask you something specific. You may even know exactly what they want to ask, but they're asking you all these beat around the bush questions. Like, for example, somebody wants to borrow your car. So they start asking you, hey, where you going to be at on Friday? Oh, I'm going to be home. You know, or where you going to be at 11 o'clock? I might be at the house. You know, what you doing with your car? I don't know. It'll probably be sitting in the garage since I won't be driving it and I'm at the house. You know, the original question they want to ask is, hey, can I borrow your car at 11 o'clock? But instead, they got to beat around the bush with all this stuff. People will respect you more when you just straight up and clear about what it is that you want. It earns you the respect and it saves a whole lot of time. I talk often about, not often, but a few times I mentioned the Humane Society salespeople who line the streets of Miami and try to stop you in the street and solicit a donation to the Humane Society. I wrote a Daily Game email about that too. So if you didn't see that, you need to check that out. Again, DreAllDay.com/game to get on the Daily Game list. And what they do is they'll ask you a softball question like, hey, do you like dogs or do you like animals or have you heard of the Humane Society? The problem with these questions, even though they will get a yes, and I guess they've been reading some 1980s sales books that say get the person to say yes one time so you build momentum and build rapport. Whoever's teaching them that garbage needs to be fired from their job. But what they're missing out on is the fact that they're talking to people who are walking by. The reason I know this is their opening question, and I don't know what the next question is because I never stop walking. I'm walking and they ask me, do you like dogs? Yeah, I like dogs. By the time I finish answering the question, I'm already past them. Have you heard of the Humane Society? Yeah, I've heard of them. Do you like animals? Yeah, I like animals. By the time I answer the question, I'm done. I'm gone. One time they caught me at a red light though, and this woman, I was standing at the red light for about 2 minutes, and I tell this in a delegate email. I'm standing there for 2 minutes while this light is red, waiting for it to turn green. I couldn't go anywhere, so I decided to let her give her little sales pitch. In the 2 minutes that I was standing there, she never actually got around to asking for what she wanted. I know that they're trying to get a donation to the Humane Society. In 2 minutes, 120 seconds, that's a long time to be talking, people. Can you agree? 120 seconds, the only question she was asking me was yes or no question. So it's not like I was talking and she was talking. It was her talking the whole time. Do you like dogs? Do you like animals? Have you heard of the Humane Society? Do you know that we're a nonprofit? Our biggest problems are puppy mills and dog fighting rings. Are you aware of those things? Have you ever heard of those things? By the time she got done asking those questions and me giving my yes or no answers, the light turned green and I was gone. She never even got to ask for what she wanted. She was a terrible salesperson, probably an undertrained or not trained at all salesperson. Now, I really wish I could help the Humane Society out. So any of you who have any type of connect to the Humane Society, the USA Humane Society, is not the Miami chapter that's doing it, is the American Society. They just happen to have workers in Miami. Let me know so I can help them out and I can sell them some sales training. And that'll help them, that'll help me, and it'll help the dogs so they don't have to kill more dogs. But anyway, you build confidence in yourself also. This is the third thing that happens when you're being honest and upfront about your desires. You're more confident in yourself because you are willing to be upfront about what you want. Like, instead of just saying, hey, where are you going to be Friday? Are you going to be using your car? Just say, yo, I want to borrow your car Friday at 11 o'clock. Yes or no? I mean, you may not say it just like that, but come out with it and be upfront about what you want. When you're confident in yourself, this is what magically happens. Other people have more confidence in you. It's just a magical thing that happens. You don't have to say anything. You don't need to carry around a sign. You don't need to write confident on your forehead. When you are confident and clear about what you want, people will follow your lead. That's just the way it works. And here's the last thing that happens. When you're honest and upfront about your desires. And today's topic, again, is how to get what you want more often. Unconsciously, you're setting an anchor with everybody else. Listen, this is what I want. And when you come out and you're clear with it, and you're honest about it, and you're upfront about it, and you get straight to the point, you put people on their heels because they're like, wow, this person must really believe it. They must really be about it. They must be serious about doing this thing because of how clear and upfront and honest they're being about it. See, you ever had somebody come to you and they're beating around the bush before they actually get to the point? You start to have less confidence in whatever it is that they're asking for before they even ask for it, simply because they weren't confident enough to be upfront about it from the beginning. Is this true or is this not true? I know it's true. Let's recap today's topic. How to get what you want more often. Point number one, be willing to say no. Be willing to walk away from things because what you want is not always the thing that's offered to you. Somebody offers you something that's less than what you want. Listen, you can counter offer. You can negotiate. Like, look, this is what I actually want. This is what you offer. So you're about 20% short of what I want. What can we do to make that happen? You can do that, but don't just accept things just because you think there's not another one. That FOMO, fear of missing out. You can create more of anything that you want. There is never a scarcity of what you want in life. It's just a scarcity of how much you're willing to persist in order to get it. And if you don't remember that point, listen to yesterday's episode again. When you're willing to walk away, situations start to change in your favor. We train ourselves subconsciously to know there's more out there, the abundance mindset. And point number two, taking multiple approaches. What happens if one person says no? How many more times are you willing to go after that person? How many other persons are you willing to go after if somebody's not interested, or you just can't get that person, or it just doesn't work that way? How many times, how many ways will you approach one situation? Point number three, be honest and upfront about your desires at all times. It saves you time, so you're not talking to the wrong person or a person who's not interested or incapable of getting what you're offering or giving you what you're asking for. What it also does is earns you respect because you're being clear about what you want. It builds confidence in you because you're willing to be upfront about it. Confidence in you and confidence in the other person, because the more clear and upfront and confident you are in your posture when you go after what you want, the more other people are going to believe you, the more other people will follow your lead, and the more you'll end up getting what you want, which is the point. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your mental workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. people like you who listen to the Work On Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.